Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, September 7th in the year 1816, the Barbadian published notices of resistance. In these instances, the enslaved were resisting their captivity. This measure of resistance was prominent across slave societies. Case in point, on this day, W. Amy placed a notice alerting the public to be on the lookout for a Negro woman named Betsy Lemon, a 32-year-old enslaved person on his property who was missing. He described Betsy as one who, quote, assumes a mildness in speaking and possesses in some degree a pleasing address, end quote. He further reported that Betsy had absented herself from the plantation since March 22nd. The notice also revealed her known activities and connections to locate or position her within the society. Amy noted that for some time, Betsy Lemon was employed in the selling of dry goods in both town and country, where she had made extensive connections. The notice was specific in mentioning her connections to the Broomfield estate in St. Lucie, where her father Dickie, a mason, was attached. The enslaver offered a reward of £10 to anyone who apprehended Betsy and lodged her in the cage. The cage was a lockup facility which was situated on Upper Broad Street on the current site of Chaffette Restaurant and former site of the store manning Wilkinson and Challoner. Amy also offered to pay an additional £15 for any information that would lead to the conviction of any person, white or free-colored, found to be harboring Betsy Lemon. John Welch, like W. Amy, also sought the assistance of the public in recovering Tim, a Negro boy who had taken leave of his property. Mr. Welch informed the public that he was willing to offer a reward of $1 for Tim's return. He also offered a further £5 to anyone who could provide evidence of his being harbored by any person, white or free-colored. On this day, September 7th in the year 1816, the Barbadian newspaper carried notices which sought the assistance of the public in the apprehension and return of enslaved persons who had left their places of captivity. This continuous form of resistance highlighted the lives of the enslaved and their resolve to take control of their lives wherever and however possible. Even if short-lived, they were willing to take the risk regardless of the consequences.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.